In the middle of Daf Vav Amud Aleph, we have the very important line of the Gemara that says, "Tarnu Rabbanan Abra Shuas L'Shabbos." That when it comes to Shabbos and the laws of Hotzah, there are four domains: Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis, and Makom Patur. And of course, the Gemara goes in to explain and give examples of each one of these. So Tosos in Divrei Maaseh Abra Shuas L'Shabbos is going to point out the following: that really, Midoraisa, there's really only three Rishuyos. You have the Rishus HaYachid, the Rishus HaRabim, and a Makom Patur. A Makom Patur is anything that does not fit in with the general definition of Rabim or Yachid. But we have then added, as a Derabbanan, a Karmelis. A Karmelis is more than a Makom Patur because it's more than Daud al-Daud, but it still does not fit in with Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid definitions. So now Tosfos is going to ask the following question, though. Kasha l'Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Avram. It's Kasha for the Rashba. Listen to Herishus. So the Gemara lists four, but really you could argue that there is a fifth rishus, and what's that? The karpef yoter mibeis asayim shaluhukaf ladira. The case of a karpef being like a large area such as like a garden or a park that's bigger than two sasayim. If it was smaller, it would be a different story, and it's not fenced in. So why would that be a fifth rishus? So the case is azorik mirshus haram lusocha uipcha chayiv. So on the one hand, if you throw from Rishus HaRabim into Karfaif, or from a Karfaif into Rishus HaRabim, again, provided that it's Beis Sasayim, because if it was less, then you would be able to carry more than Dal Damos. So you'd be Chayiv Midoraisa. On the other hand, Ve'metaltin Ba'ala Midal Damos. On the other hand, you can't carry more than Dal Damos. So the fact that if you throw from Rishus HaRabim into Karpaif or the opposite, you're Chayiv Midoraisa, so that makes it sound like the Karpaif is like Rishus HaYachid. On the other hand, the fact that you can't walk or carry—I'm sorry—you can't walk and carry more than Dalad Amos makes it sound like it's a Karmelis. So it sounds like a fifth Rishus over here. So Veishlomer Dahay Rishus HaYachid Gamor. So really, a Karpaif that in such a case is really totally like Rishus HaYachid. Okay, so if you say it's like a Rishus HaYachid, El Inyan Dein Metalton Bo El Dalad Amos Asuak Karmelis. But how can you say it's totally Rishus HaYachid? The fact that you can't carry more than Dalad Amos has the status of a Karmelis. So a Kvar Shan Rishus HaYachid v'Karmelis. But the Tana already taught us regarding a Rishus HaYachid and a Karmelis, so there's no need to repeat a Karpaif if it's just another example of a Rishus HaYachid or a Karmelis. So Lahachi Nami Lo Tani Chatzer Shlo Irvo. And also, you could have made the same attempted argument to teach a fifth Rishus for the case of a Chatzer where there's no Erev Chatzeros, that over there you could have also said that it shares the same din with a Karpaif, because if you throw from a Chatzer Shelo Irvo to Rishus HaRabim, or the opposite, so that you'd be Chayv Midoraisa, you'd be Chayv Achatas. But again, you also can't carry more than Dalad Amos, just like a Karmelis or a Karpaif. But again, we don't include such a case, because both a Chatzer Shelo Irvo or a Karpaif is included within Rishus HaYachid and Karmelis. In the next Tosfos, there's Maaseh Karmelis. So Tosfos teaches us where this word comes from. What's Karmelis? We know what Rishus HaYachid means. It's pretty obvious. We know what Rishus HaRabim means. It's pretty obvious. We even know what Makom Patur might mean. But the word Karmelis is a strange word. There was a Rashi on Daf Gimel, if I remember correctly, that told us that Karmelis comes from the Lashon of a Carmelo, which is like a forest. That because a forest is not really Rishus HaRabim, because people don't travel through there, but it's definitely not Rishus HaYachid either, and therefore it's a Karmelis. But Tosfos has a different shot over here. B'Yishamid B'Reish Shabbos Tani Rabbi Chiya Karmel Rach Umale Lo Lach V'Levish Ela Benoni. So in Yishamid Shabbos, when it's talking about a Karmelis from the word Karmel, which is talking about a grain that's in the stage of ripening, so on the one hand it's Rach, it's soft, it's not fully ready, but it's also male. It's full. It's ready. So what is it? So it's not. It's nor here nor there. It's benoni. It's somewhere in the middle. It's not totally dry. It's not totally moist. It's not totally ripe. That's what it means. Karmelis, like the Lashon Karmel. Hachanami Karmelis ain't a lo Rishus HaYachid lo Rishus HaRabim. So over here, that the Rishus of a Karmelis, it's not like Rishus HaYachid, nor like it's Rishus HaRabim. It's somewhere in between.